Hey, everybody. Welcome to another devotion. Today, I want to talk about the battlefield of the mind. One of the places where the enemy is most active, where he often attacks, is the battlefield of the mind. There are many passages in Scripture that we could look at, but I want us to focus on one that Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. It says, "Though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty option raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ." Now, the first part of this passage means there's an unseen battle going on for our minds. Our enemy, our real enemy, isn't people. Our real enemy isn't politics. Our real enemy is actually unseen. But even though he is unseen, he is very real. His name is Satan. And his goal is to steal, kill, and destroy everything he can while he still can. The battle for sin in our life always starts in our minds. It's in our thought life. Paul is telling us in this passage to take every thought captive. What does that mean? Well, the definition from the original Greek means to control, to conquer, to bring into submission. We take captive, we make it submit, every thought obedient to Jesus Christ. How do you control your thoughts? You can't control some thoughts that come into your mind. Remember, the enemy often attacks you with thoughts, but you can control how long you think about them and how you respond to them. You catch those thoughts when it comes across your mind, and you take it captive, and you actively and intentionally surrender it to God and redirect your focus back onto Him. Philippians 4:8 says it this way: "Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." Now, when you think about these things, true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, worthy, you know what that is? That's a picture of God. What he's saying is, think about God. Isaiah 26:3 says it this way: "You, Lord, will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you and whose thoughts are fixed on you." If we fix our thoughts on God, he says, "I will keep you in perfect peace." What you think about is going to determine how stressed and how worried you are. It's pretty hard to sin when you're actively thinking about things that are true and honorable and about God. This type of redirection is intentional. It's recognized that, hey, this thought doesn't align with what I should be thinking about, and then actively redirecting those thoughts to Jesus. If you suffer from a toxic thought life, or you struggle with your mental health in this area, I want to be praying for you. I hope this week you'll give this some thought. I hope you have a great week and a great day. God bless you.